Good morning, folks. Let me make sure this thing is on. Alrighty. How many brought your Bibles with you to church or have one in your hand? There's one in the pew in front of you if you don't have one. We're just going to read one scripture this morning, and it is in the last book of the Bible. 66 books, and where are we at? Revelations. Revelations, and we're in chapter 11, going to read verse 15. And the title I've entitled this message this morning is The Strangest and Greatest Man Who Ever Lived. Revelations 11:15 says, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Wow. There were loud voices in heaven. Uh-oh. If you're not used to loud voices, we better start getting used to it. I think there's going to be singing and a lot of exclaiming. Yeah, Dennis, you'll fit right in here. Loud voices. But the important thing is, what is the message? The message is the kingdoms of this world. And the kingdoms in the world, under the world, above the world, everything is laid at the feet of Christ. And he is the master and the king of that world, and he shall reign forever and ever. I need just a little room, so I'm going to use Marcia's keyboard. So I'm going to just present you with what's on my heart this morning. It may be the last time I speak to you for a while, so I am going to speak to you. So the greatest and strangest man who ever lived. You know, as I was pondering this message, I was pondering the concept of time, and I'm still struggling with the concept of time, because I don't know if we've really realized how much time has elapsed from the birth of Christ until today. So I just want to take a few moments to get us into the mindset of how long has it really been? And I can't fully do this justice, but I want to talk about it a little bit. I don't hear too much about it. We know this is 2017. We know it's been a long time. But the time concept of when Christ was really born is just absolutely amazing to me. And I'm not a great historian, but I want to look at this with you this morning, because I really believe that this has been a long, long, long time ago. And yet we are still talking about this baby that was born in a manger. And it's just fascinating to me that over centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries, over 20 centuries later, two millenniums. A millennium is 1,000 years. We're looking at 2,000 years ago. That is amazing. This one little child born to a mother called Mary, and we're still talking about it. We're still thinking about it. And it's just important to realize how long it has been, and yet Jesus is such a vital part of our theology, of our Bible, of our thinking, of our Christianity. And here we are today realizing how important this child was. The strangest and greatest man who ever lived. Decades passed, centuries passed, millenniums passed, and Jesus is still the most wrote about person in all of history. More books are written, more songs are sung, more things are done, and there's a reason for the season. But think about it, the time element is just incredible. I don't know if we've realized how much time has really lapsed to bring us to this place, and yet we're still enveloped, we're still talking about, and we still believe in this man Christ Jesus. It's just truly amazing. Let's go just a little bit with how long has it been? How long has it really been? I can't do it justice, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to give us a little concept of time. In the last century, we have come so far from horses and chariots, and a 100 years ago, people weren't flying through the air on these great, jets that fly at 600 miles an hour and can hold sometimes 300 human beings. I mean, think about all that has happened and all that has transpired in just 100 years. I had a grandfather. He was born in 1899. And I remember in the late 1900s, I said, "Grandpa," I said, "you got to live to be the year 2000. Because if you live to be the year 2000, you will have seen three centuries. 1899, 1900, and 2000. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. But, if you think about it, time is amazing. It passes fast, and yet it's very long in the human ways of thinking. Because in time, 100 years, I have a calendar here. I want to bring it down just really quick to try to get this concept. Because I'm not used to thinking these terms, and I'm trying to help. We're going to think of it together. This is a vehicle that was given to us. It's a Buick. And this Buick was somewhere around 1904, 1905 it was presented. So here we have a Buick and just a little over 100 years ago, and you would be driving this. That's what you would be driving. Now, if you want to upgrade to 1904 and jump on a Cadillac, I mean, this is a Cadillac. I was thinking, this will hold four ladies. They'll be on their way to church. We'll put Judy in it. We'll put Jill in it. We'll put Marcy in it. We might even put Janine in it. This is their Cadillac. Now, this is only a little over 100 years ago. What my thinking is, how much can happen in 100 years? Now, you take it back 100 years before that. And, we've got the horses and chariots and the wagons, and they're heading out west. I mean, so we got 100 years before the 1900s. And so here we are going back in time. And then, you go before that. Then you have the age of discovery. And you have we're going back in time to the 1600s. You go back to the medieval times. There was like a couple of hundred years where they were trying to get people and Christians to shout out that Jesus isn't Lord. They don't want it. They say they're not trying to torture you, but they say we're going to, in a sense it was torture, but they didn't want to call it torture. We're just going to kill you and execute you and torture you if you don't proclaim our way of faith, our way, not the Christianity way. So we have two or 300 years of a horrible medieval time, and we go back, and, we're only at 1400. The concept of time is incredible. How much time has elapsed from the birth of Christ? 1300, 1200, back and back and back, and we've only hit one millennium. 1,000 years ago. We have ancient Greece. We have ancient Rome. We have the rise and fall of many civilizations. We have the Roman Empire. We have nations rising, nations falling, battling, wars, going back to 900, 800. We're not even close. This man-child, this Christ, do our minds comprehend it? I don't know. I'm trying to grasp the concept of 2,000 years. And here we are, still talking about it, still singing about it. There's never been anything like it. You can talk about Alexander the Great. You can talk about all the historians. You can talk about Socrates and all the theologians and all the debaters and all the great minds. And Greece was a great, great country with great minds. And this went on for years, decades, centuries and centuries and centuries, and now into thousands of years. And here we are, the Bible. Somehow, the scriptures made it through it all. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born, lived only 33 years, and yet here we are, the greatest and strangest man who ever lived. I think it's amazing, but I think I want us to realize the concept of time, that he is truly our all in all. Truly. And you know, you go back before Christ, to BC, before Christ. And you find people depending on the Savior to come. You find people depending on this Lamb that will come. They didn't even have the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the worlds in their minds and in their word. They were just depending. They were in faith believing that there was going to be a Savior. So the Savior, for thousands of years, they trusted in the prophetic word. They trusted in Isaiah. They trusted in the word of God. They trusted in the Old Testament, because that is all they had. And then they had to believe in the supreme being. God, are you going to deliver us from sin? Do we have to lay down lambs forever? Do we have to slay animals forever? Wow. 2,000 years ago. And just an FYI. I won't tell you what that means. Ask Janine. FYI. Did you know that there is no recorded birth in Scripture after the birth of our Lord Jesus? No recorded birth. Because it's important for us to remember. And so this just came in the mail. I thought it was pretty cool. And I thought it would show you this morning. It says, Jesus, the royal lineage of King David, the birth certificate of Jesus. It says, this certifies that Jesus was born in the year 4 BC at a stable located in the city and religion, Bethlehem of Judea, in a stable. And his mother was Mary. The residence and city was Nazareth. The name of the father was God. The attendant at conception was the Holy Spirit. In Luke 2:11 it says, for unto you is born this day in the Savior city of David, a Savior, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. I'm telling you, folks, it has been a long, long time. But we are so thankful, and I am so thankful that even in this day and age, we've went through the age of discovery in the modern days, and the discovery of many nations, and the discovery of the continent you and I live on. And now we're into our 200th, going into our 300th year. And yet, what do we think of? What do we have to hold in? What do we have to believe in? We believe in the book of Revelation, we believe that he's the kingdom. He is our all in all. We believe that he is ruler and reigner and king of kings and lord of lords. Not of an earthly reign. Not of something on earth. But of a spiritual kingdom. Of a kingdom that you and I give our hearts to, that believe in. We risk our eternity in believing on this man, Christ Jesus. We risk, we believe, we lay everything. We rest our eternal soul, our eternal salvation on this very concept of this little baby born 2,000 and some years ago. Wow. The strangest and greatest man who ever lived. My message in my heart, and you've heard me say things similar to this before, is that he is all powerful. He is all creator. He is all superior. He is all faithful. He is all good. He is all gracious. He is all loving. He is all forgiving. He is all merciful. He is all patient. He's all true. He's all just. And one of the greatest men, according to the scriptures, who ever lived, Song of Solomon, he tried to put it together in words. He said, he is altogether lovely. We're talking about a man who's all in all. He's Alpha and Omega. He was born in this manger, and we're still talking about him because he is the greatest man. We either believe it or we don't. When you believe, I believe you're in the right place to believe for an eternity. Every single one of us, if Jesus does not come, is going to have to face the day of death. We don't think of it. I don't think of it. You know why? Because we think of ourselves as immortal. But we're not. We're but flesh and blood. And but one day, we will be in a city called New Jerusalem, who is just a city in a great place called heaven. And this great place of heaven is multicultural. There are no barriers. There are no religions. There is no concept of the color of skin. There is no Spanish, and there is no Hispanics, and there is no Chinese, and there is one. We all members of the body of Christ, and there is one head, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord. I've declared it since I've been saved at the age of 13, and I believe that I'm going to go down declaring that he is our all in all. He is the real thing. He is the real deal. I mean that. He pales in everything that we are. He pales in everything that we see. He pales, and you cannot buy it. You can't build it. You can't imagine it. We can't compare him to anything. He is greater than all priests, greater than everything we've known, greater than everything we can think, greater than everything we can imagine. And with God, time means nothing. You know, eternity is so different than what we have now because we live on time. We build ourselves on time. We surround ourselves with time. We're here because if we didn't have time, we would have been at church all different kind of times. So, you know, as humans, we live in a time, a world. But with God, and I'm not going to have you look this up and I'm not going to read it, but I want to give you the concept. In Revelations chapter 10 and verse 5 and 6, there's actually an allusion of an angel that basically says he'll put one foot on land and one foot on the sea. And he said, there will be no longer a delay in time. There'll be no longer a delay here or after. And the angel basically is saying, time shall be no more. We're just not looking at a temporary thing here. We're not just looking at a temporary church. We're just not looking at a temporary thing. We're looking at a permanent thing. A permanent thing. Our spirit and our soul shall reign with him, and time shall be no more. Our spirits know no time. Our soul doesn't know a time. It had a beginning, but it has no end. Wow. Everything must pale. He must increase. And I must decrease. He is our all in all. Jesus is the strangest and the greatest man who ever lived. He never enjoyed a Christmas, but if he had not lived, there never would have been a Christmas for anyone. He never had a business, yet the best business of the year comes at Christmas because of him. He may never have had a toy, But he has caused more toys to be made, which has given more joy to more children and more employment to more people than any other man who ever lived. He rarely, if ever, received any gifts, but every year for more than 2,000 years, he has inspired the giving of more gifts than any other person in history. He never hung up his own stocking at Christmas, yet he has caused more stockings to be hung up at Christmas than any other man who has ever lived. When he was a mere infant, his parents had to flee to a foreign country to save his life. But he has given more joy to millions of children than any other man in all the world. He was often hungry and never had bountiful food. But at Christmas and Easter, he brings more sweets into more homes and more bounty on more tables and more laughter and more song everywhere than any other man of all time. He never went to school, as far as we know. But he has caused thousands of schools, colleges, and universities to be erected all over the world. He did not leave a single written line, and all that is known of him may be able to be put on one front page of a newspaper. Yet he has shed more light on things human and divine, more than all the educators and philosophers of ancient and modern times. He never wrote a book or saw a library, but he has caused more books to be written and read than any other man in world's history. Jesus. He never had a dictionary, but he has given birth to more good words and cast the shadow of disgrace on more bad words than any other man. He knew nothing of architecture, but he has inspired the conception and erection of the most magnificent cathedrals and other beautiful buildings on the face of the earth. He knew nothing of art, yet he has awakened the genius in the world's greatest artist and has inspired more works of art in more famous galleries than any other man. He knew nothing of medicine, yet he healed the sick. He healed diseases. He caused the blind to see, the deaf to speak, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, and even dead to be brought to life. He never heard an opera, but he's prompted the writing of some of the greatest hymns, songs of joy, that has ever been heard. He never owned any of this world's goods, but wealth has multiplied wherever he has become known. He was never more than 100 miles from his birthplace, but his fame has spread for 20 centuries into every part of the world. He was offered the kingdom of the world, but he preferred the humble life and the spiritual kingdoms. His own nation rejected him and crucified him, but the people of every nation of earth has praised and exalted him. He was the perfect pacifist, opposed to violence. Yet by the use of his one and only weapon, love, he has overthrown some of the greatest empires. He was born in a manger and put to death as a criminal. Yet after 2,000 years, he lives. As no other man, he lives as God. He was a Jew, but he is the only universal and international personality who has risen above all national and geographical lines and even racial lines. Great teachers, religions, and otherwise speak only for their day and generation, but he spoke for all time, conditions and peoples, and his truth anticipated every change the world has ever known. Conquerors come, rise and fall, live and die, but this man has lived on through the centuries, and every year increasing millions sing the triumphant of his life and his teachings. Thousands of new laws are made, and many old laws are revised each year. But the eternal truth that he taught, like his unchanging character, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Great men live and die, and their influence becomes less and less as the years go by. But this strange man continues to live and influence more lives in a larger way with every passing year. His one brief sermon, delivered in the open air, has become the Magna Charta and the supreme law for all people, for all ages. Every man who has had his faults, every man has had his faults, but the judge who condemned him said, "I find no fault in him." He never had a government or had an armed force at his command, yet countless millions bow at every mention of his name and sing anthems of praise and thanksgiving for his life. He associated freely with publicans and sinners, and his personal appearance was neither striking nor unusual. Yet the world would give millions of dollars for an actual picture of this humble carpenter's son who devoted himself to unselfish ministry for others. His life on this earth covered only 33 years, from Bethlehem to Calvary. But the story of that life has been translated into every language and is known as the world's best seller. Neither capital nor labor can disagree in any wise with this humble man, the friend of all. He is universally recognized as the final arbiter in theology and sociology, in divine demands, and in human rights. If the people and nations of this world would only follow his teachings, injustice, poverty, and fear would be banished, and war would be no more. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one and only hope of the world, the strangest and greatest man who ever lived. Oh, come, let us adore him.